All my dear players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for April 22nd, 2022. And this is gonna be a short, unscripted episode. So, yeah, I'll just be going through things I didn't expect to be able to record an episode today, and so it's gonna be a little more loose than usual. Okay, I'll just go through the standings A to E. So we have Cider in the lead of A1. I think they were formerly tied with Mick, but I don't remember. So Cider has played 4 matches and has 67% wins, so won 16, lost 8 games. In B1, my new crush, Akuchi, is leading the division with 72% in 3. Pretty solid. Sean has already... Oh, I was going to say already finished the division, but no, it's a flex division. Sean is, as of now, in 2nd place. Then in B2 division, Akathree is at the top, but I think they will be playing 2 matches today. So standings only have 1 match in, as of now, for Akha. And Kripke 2 in 2nd place. And Lemon Spawn already finished all his matches and is, as of now, in 3rd place with 60% in C1. I think Dr. Steelhammer was also in 1st position last time we spoke. But he has only played 2 matches so far. In C2, Jerrydot has only played 1 match, but is in the top spot before Chorus and Person Man. In C3, we have HoneyBuzzX at the top. In C4, we have AssembleMe at the top. Shout out! In D1, Visionar is at the top. In D2, BeastBar29. Doesn't have a finished match! So, of the people who have finished matches, Sharor is at the top right now with 67% in 2. Then Jekyll is number 1 of D3. Looks like a pretty close division, because almost all of them have played 2 matches so far, and it goes from 4.5 wins to 7 wins. And 5-7 losses. That's very close. And in D4, Ender 1 is in 1st position. They have only lost 1 game in 2 matches so far. They're very impressive. So, in E tier, Kubu and Beachcomber are both in number 1 with 83%. In E2, it's my division! I am in E tier now. El Taco. I think El Taco was tied with Tufte, and the Taco broke that tie. And they're in number 1. They have completed 3 matches, and they have 72% wins in those 3 matches. And then Oscar Boy and Spanky Gilmore have finished their season run of season 51 in E3, and they find themselves at the different points in the leaderboard. Spanky Gilmore is at one end, and Oscar Boy is at the other end. Oscar Boy has 73% wins in 5 matches. In E4, Azare has also already finished their matches. They have 67% in 5. And in E5, Jomar 194 is in first place after three matches. In E6, that's a sad division. So the person with the most finished games has played 8 games. Such is the state of E6. That's Sporting Elijah, who is at the top right now. In E7, off. And JMJJMJ are in shared number 1 with 67% into each. And ALIBY1152 and Bambugler are in shared first place of E8 division with 58% in 2 matches. So for the results comments, there was actually... Shout out to Tortuga, who made an epic comment about someone from their division who just, made rather rude results comments. And Tortuga had a great comeback. I love that. Anyways, we had a comment for results from H18, Ginger Bowtie played 4-2 against Marshall 4. And Ginger Bowtie said, "Wow, so close! 96-94! And 100 exclamation points. I would love to know more. Then we had results from J11. Melanie played 1-5 against Sir Josh the Tall. And Melanie comments, "Tough competitor, but he's got a duck, so he's cool in my book." And then the winky face, tongue sticking out emoji. And results from F7. Matt979 tied JC645. And Matt says, "We went from no trashing to absurd amounts of trashing," which is how it goes sometimes. And then NC1 Spiraler tied the world, and Spiraler says, "Luckiest doctor of all time in game 6. And those were the comments that I picked out. Okay, so we have a couple more people joining the Significant Need Club. I already told you about Zydra1, Akuchi, Aitaku, and Azare. And in F tier, we have Z-Fate, Diplomat, Taipa Europea, Ultimate Geek, Jason15, and MT Magus, who are now 65% or more. In G tier, we have Sasha206, MadMM, T-Plut, and Rainbow Shellis. Congrats to y'all. In H tier, we have Ginger Bowtie, PeaceBrig97, Ghostfinder Rick, H Gilfix, Rhodes, La Baguette, Urs Blank, and Tortuga. Congrats, everyone. In I tier, we have Dilini, Julien, Silui, Saki, Kellak1, Choco Pie, John Boy, W Sucks, JPaz0304, Deprimavin, Two Bird Brained for You, Tvanita, and Pokemon Fan 1937. And finally, in J tier, we have Rock Thrower, Anna Xebit, Molly 1992, J Star, Sheila's, Cecilia Duan, In Stock Item, Sir Josh the Tall, Super Dave 3, Chers, AMCKISHN, and start to Simone. In our super significant lead club, that is everyone above 80%, I think it's a completely different batch of players now. I might be wrong though. So we have at 81% AMCKISHN and Super Dave 3. At 83%, we have Taipa Europea, Two Bird Brain for You, and Zonestral. And at 87%, we have In Stock Item. Congrats to y'all! Well done! So I believe a new round of small games started. 16 players. Small games is always a good number of players, I feel like. Xenomorph is at the top of the leaderboard for now. Xenomorph and Chitty Butts both have 75% wins. And then Kruskin has 63%. So this is our top three for small games. And the groups, they're not named after herbs anymore. They're now named after animals. But I have no idea what the first group, what that animal is, nor do I know how to pronounce that. So we have bull, lemur, rhinoceros, and something beginning with A. Help. And then in medium games, we have half as many players as in small games. And Kuni 86, Tony Wilde, and CVUU are all in first position. So it's like we have three people with 75%, we have three people with 25%, and then we have two people with 0% wins. Such is the state of medium games. Kuni and Tony Wilde are both in my group. And I believe they will play each other today. And Big Games also has 8 players. We are still playing Swiss, which is pretty nice. And round 1, Chestic, Askaboy, and Kubu won their matches. And the Pixie and Ketra tied. And round 2 is currently underway. And Ultimate Geek won their match, and the others haven't taken place yet. Yes. And then there's the Size Champs tournament, which is new, and there's a really nice visualization. It's extremely cute. So this is Size Champs small games, and the quarterfinals. No, that's the semifinals. We have a semifinal between Malta and Vietien 1. And the other semifinal is between Snowbusy and Talpa Europea. And Malta and Vietien played yesterday. And Vietien won! So Vietien is in the grand finale of Size Champs Small Games. Which is very exciting. What else? Oh yeah, Allies Release. By the way, sign up for Allies Mix. Allies Release was quite the thing. What else happened in Allies Release? Okay. Semifinals are set. We have Akuchi and Topher 1588 against Mixinak and Jekyll. And other tournaments? Let me look up German World League real quick. Ooh. Wow. RTT has cracked the 2000 mark. Okay, so our top 5 are Nesala in 5, Lo in 4, Snickers 97 in 3, Chestic in 2, and RTT in 1. Now, I don't remember how it was 2 weeks ago, but I am very sure that RTT was not number 1 and no one had more than 2,000 points. So, shout out to him! And I think that's it for tournaments. And now, what is the structure of this podcast? Is it now I think it's my personal week in games now, and then the preview, and then spec chat, right? Okay, we'll do it like this now. So, my personal week in games, well, I played 4 matches, 16 games, and won 2 out of those, so not great. I played medium games and the Coven tournament and the Allies Release thing. The Allies Release thing was super exciting because I like just chatting with opponents during my matches. I also like to sing, but I don't really get the chance to play
someone like Akuchi all that often. And so I thought, why not just ask him if we want to VC together, fully expecting that he'd be like, no, I'm doing my thing. But then he was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, what? Oh, no. So that was incredibly exciting. But it was so nice. It was really, really nice. But of course, it was way too long. I think that was the longest match I've ever played, ever. It was funny, actually, because when he released his video and he had like descriptions for all the matches, for all the games, and he had, I think our second game, he had entitled Ghost Chips Log, and our second game was actually the shortest one with a mere 30 minutes of runtime. Well, I can certainly add this to my personal stats now that I have played a game that lasted 81 minutes. That sure is something, right? I didn't really expect to make any points against Aku, but I came close in one or two games. I'm very happy that I didn't win a game, because then we would have had to play on. And I was very exhausted after about 2 hours. But it was really cool. I had a great time. What else? So I still have to play two league matches. One of those I'll play on Thursday. And I have to finish my match against two Duffmen. That's only one game. I have to play my last match in medium games against Bintian, which is gonna be great. And then I'm waiting for Allies Mix to start. And I'm very much looking forward to that. It's gonna be great! And I think that's all. I think that's all for now. We're taking a look at the calendar today. Pretty busy. Oh yeah, yeah, right. So, Medium Games is later tonight. Burning Skull will play Yoma for B1 at 18 UTC, and AK3 will play Krabka 2 for B2 at 19 UTC, and then Sharor will play Beastbar 29 for League D at 23 UTC, and then at 4 UTC, Sidero1 will play Kazumaru for League A. Chestic will play WJ11 for League D. This is okay. Chestic is not one of the quickest players. And they have listed on the calendar a big games match against Kubu at 9 UTC. And then their league match against WJ11 at 10:30 UTC. And I hope that works out. Then Nizala will play Beastbar 29 for League D at 11 UTC. Makos will play Minion Pawn for League C at 13 UTC. And Makos will play Honeybuzz X at 17 UTC for League C. And Sunday midnight, WJ11 will play Monkfish for League D. Sam E will play Kazumaru for League A at 7 UTC. Zerix will play The World for League C at 9:30 UTC. Zimobi will play Cyrusk for League D at 17 UTC. Warfret will play Makos at 17 UTC for League C. That's a packed weekend for Makos. And Assemblez-moi will play Personne Orange for League C at 19:15 UTC. And the Allies release semifinals between Akuchi and Topher 1588 will take place on Sunday, 23 UTC. And then next Saturday, or like the Saturday after next, April 30th, Warfret will play Negative for League C at 16 UTC. And that's it for now. Okay, spec chat. Well, I'm working at, I don't know if you can say the leading institution for musical education in my country, but it's an extremely prestigious school or university. And there are, especially right now, there are a lot of things that I don't like about my work and things that I see critical. But now and again, there are moments that just are so precious. And one of those occurred on Tuesday. So part of my job is to kind of coordinate and answer official questions by the Senate, because we are a state-funded university. And so there are lots and lots of questions or inquiries about, I don't know, all kinds of things. And the current inquiry is about the war refugees at our university. So the Senate wants to know how many student refugees we have and what programs we have for them and everything. And so on Tuesday we had a meeting, the chancellor, the student coordinator, and myself. And it was apparently it was a bit tough to get a hold on the student coordinator. And the chancellor's secretary, when she got him on the phone, she kind of misunderstood him and thought he'd had his final exam on Tuesday and just had passed it with like a very good mark. And so she came in to tell us that he was on his way and that he had just finished his bachelor's, basically. And so we were like, okay, I mean, we have to celebrate this, don't we? And so when he came, she brought in like some Prosecco for us. And it turned out that he had had his exam. He had already had this like the week prior, so it wasn't on Tuesday. But still, like we drank a glass of champagne together. And then the chancellor, of course, like asked him what his program was, and he told us, and like, I have no idea about like anything, but it was so cool to see them talk about just the music and certain composers and the namesake of our university, and yeah, just honoring the student of ours. That was really nice. I myself studied at big universities where we had like 35,000 students, and I remember, because I worked at the student committees, it was always like very tense, like the relationship between students and professors and the relationship between students and university administration. It was all very, very strained and very loaded and politicized. And so that was quite the change when I started this job, because like we have a very small number of students, obviously, because we're a music school, music university. So that's the one thing, like we have like a fraction of those numbers that the big universities have. And the second thing, well, there's three things, so that's the first. The second thing is 2/3 of our students are international students, obviously. And then the third thing is, for music, of course, most of the classes are one-on-one. You don't have a lot of seminars, of course, because it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? And so the relationship between the students and their teachers, students and professors, is very close. And that's nice, actually. So yeah, I loved how normal it seemed to just honor this one student's achievement. And it was nice to see this student and the chancellor of the university just nerd out about a composer of the mid-20th century. And that's what I wanted to share with you. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I don't even remember my outro. Oh dear. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!